Welcome, Satya.
As we all know, also Kundalini Yoga is a mm-hmm. big part of your life. And as we also both know, the yoga scene, the market is huge. Mm-hmm. There are so many different styles, traditions. I don't know how many different ways you can offer yoga, mm-hmm. hot yoga, animal yoga, beer yoga, ashtanga yoga, yin yogas. It's sometimes really overwhelming nowadays, mm-hmm. I even would say. Mm-hmm. And could you share with us also, so what is Kundalini yoga?
Mm-hmm. Well, it has a lineage. Kundalini yoga has a lineage. Going back to Yogi Bhajan, and obviously it was even, he had also himself a master, and it's the Sikh tradition. It's another kind of yoga, which is more dynamic, more not so much static. It's a lot of movements, and one sings also mantras, a lot of meditations. I would say for me, it was simply I had good results with it, and I like this dynamic style. It reminded me a bit, it's a bit energetic, and it reminded me a bit of the meditations I was doing with Osho. I think you can get very good and fast results with it. It has many healing methods. So if you have some issues, you know, with the body, mm-hmm. also not only the muscles and the outside body, but also inwardly, if you have some issues, you can heal yourself surely with some of these techniques.
Mm-hmm. So also in terms of like purification or improvement of the digestion?
Yeah, exactly. There are kriyas, movements for a lot of different ailments. Yeah. But, you know, I also like other yogas. I'm not only doing Kundalini, actually. I love Hatha, or I do myself at home a lot of soft yoga. Yeah. You know, with the age also, the technique, the praxis is also a little bit changing. So I love also other yogas. I think it's great that there are so many yogas available, because everybody, according to your body type, the different phases you are in life also, you can experiment.
And how did you discover Kundalini yoga? Because at least that is my impression, that in the West or in Europe, it's not that known. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you said, it's from the Sikh mm-hmm. Tradition, so that is more famous in India or in Asia.
In America.
Ah, America, okay.
Mm-hmm. But how? Yes, because Yogi Bhajan went to America. He lived in America, and actually this whole movement started with him in America, in New Mexico, in LA, and so he had a big following in America. And so there were teachers. A friend of Pari that he knew from Munich, she ended up doing Kundalini yoga, and she lives in America. And she was somehow connected to this famous teacher in America. And she came and gave a course in our center in Greece. And I did a whole week with her. Yeah, that was in the early, maybe 2004, maybe even earlier. And then I got fire for it. And then I went to do a teacher training in Rishikesh in India with the teacher she was acquainted to.
So somehow Greece was the door opener then to go to India for the Kundalini yoga. Uh-huh. And from your point of view, when we look on the essence of yoga, mm-hmm. what would you say is really like the core of doing such, because doing such a practice, as you said, like you have the techniques, you have the different styles, everyone can choose according to his or her own preferences. And at the end, everything comes down to one thing, and mm-hmm. that is yoga. So what would you say from your perspective, what is yoga? What is the meaning behind? What is like, so that no one misses the point?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can use yoga to know thyself, to get in connection with yourself. I like someone, what I think it's Ananda Mayama say, because she was actually this saint from India, this beautiful woman. She was getting into poses, you know, instinctively. Actually, they say the real yoga is not the yoga that you learn looking at somebody else. It's a yoga that comes from within. That, you know, and so she was actually getting into poses, never did yoga, never learned yoga, and she was getting into incredible poses, like if it, she had it from previous lives, or she was so connected that it just came to her. And she says, if in a yoga class or in a moment of doing yoga you don't feel yourself for at least a moment, then this whole yoga class or session is in vain. So one should never forget when one does yoga, really to be connected to the moment. I always tell people, get in connection to yourself, feel your presence. It's really a tool to get in touch with oneself. Mm. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never had the need to follow this Kundalini yoga like a new style of life for me, because I have been with Papaji, so I was not looking. Some people do that and it's completely fine, but because I felt fulfilled with Papaji, I didn't have a need to have a new praxis, a new lifestyle, I could not really go, you know, like be the perfect Kundalini disciple. I didn't have a need for that. I just did it out of love and out of care for myself. And then I felt like, oh, I could share it. And I started also to feel, to have songs coming to me already when I was doing the teacher training. It was not that I thought, oh, I'm going to make a Kundalini yoga CD now. It really came to me. I suddenly had a lot of melodies and I felt they were really potent. I would have, if I had not felt that the melodies or the mantras were not potent, I don't know if this is the right terms, I would have not recorded them. Mm. I needed to feel that really I feel connected to this. And I love the lineage, I love this Guru Nanak, and got to know a little bit more about that. It's not only the Kundalini yoga, but this whole Sikh tradition to this lineage, it's also very interesting.
What makes it so interesting for you, like the Sikh tradition and Guru Nanak, and you have a lot of songs dedicated to them. Mm-hmm. What is that? What?
It's the devotion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel there is devotion and truth. Yeah, Guru Nanak, it's interesting, it's a little bit like Pari. He was singing in his meetings, you know, probably it was small meetings, I don't know, I wasn't there. He had meetings and he was singing and talking.
Okay.
Yeah, that's also quite rare, you know. That. So, yeah, he was in bliss, probably singing these songs, these mantras. At the same time, he was able to share also with words. Mm-hmm.